This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. It is not easy being a small business retailer in this economy, especially over the last few months with folks hitting pause on some of their buying. We saw that in the most recent retail sales numbers, 2 months in a row of lower consumer spending. So, what's a store owner to do? Well, sometimes the calendar helps. Kristen Tallheimer Bingham runs a chocolate shop in Portland, Maine called Dean Sweets, and she sent us this dispatch.
Mother's Day is coming up quickly, and we are currently both prepping for the day and at the same time already seeing business from it. One of the funny things about Mother's Day is that as we approach the day, we start to get more and more sort of panicky phone calls from customers who, for whatever reason, have put off sending chocolate or who may have possibly forgotten the holiday. And so they call with this extra little bit of angst in their voice. So as always, we do our best to get the orders out as quickly as possible and get it there, make sure mom gets her chocolate. We are so fortunate that we have a full team right now. There's definitely a labor shortage in Portland and elsewhere because I know the restaurants and hotels in the area are worried about getting enough seasonal staff. We take quite a bit of care to do everything we can to keep our amazing team together, including raising wages, supporting them with health insurance, giving our staff paid time off. And what I think makes a big difference for us is that although our business has a lot of seasonality to it, we make every effort to keep our folks working in the slower times too, so that we can rely on them in the busy season. It works out for them and it works out for us incredibly well. Our biggest challenge right now feels a little amorphous, but it feels like this sort of ever-present awareness that we need to keep doing new, fun, interesting things with our chocolate business and add to that some degree of worry about inflation or possible recession, which of course we have no control over, but it just adds up to this challenging feeling that it never really lets up.
That's Kristen Tallheimer Bingham, owner of Dean Sweets over in Portland, Maine.